Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Bare Minerals has been rooted in clean, natural minerals and good-from-earth ingredients for 25 years. This revolutionary way of thinking began with Bare Minerals' best-selling original foundation. Clean formula is made with only 5 mineral ingredients. Includes non-chemical mineral sunscreen. Find your new favorite foundation at bareminerals.com. First-time customers will get 15% off when you use the promo code CHALLENGED with a D. Bare Minerals, full of what's good, free of what's fake.
Poshmark is the easiest way to buy and sell fashion items. Download the free Poshmark app to score amazing deals from tons of brands. Or list your own items and wait for the offers to roll in. Shipping is fast and easy, and it's all handled directly through the app. Today, you can get $5 off your first purchase when you enter the invite code CHALLENGED5 when you sign up. So sign up, and you can get $5 off your first purchase when you enter the invite code CHALLENGED5. That's CHALLENGED with a D and the number 5.
Hey guys, it's Candace.
And Kayla, and we are directionally challenged.
Yeah, like I really thought we'd have more things figured out by the time we hit our 30s.
But guess what? We don't.
We don't. And apparently that's super relatable because it's something you guys all seem to relate to, which is great.
Oh, it's such a relief to know we're not alone in feeling kind of crazy sometimes.
Yeah, and another topic that we're actually going to talk about today, which I don't think that we're the only ones that have experienced this, is failure. We've had a lot of requests to talk about this, and we were lucky enough to sit down with our friend Jenna Ushkowitz a few months back to talk about failure. She used to have a podcast all about failure, but funny enough, when we sat down to talk with her, she just won a Tony that week. So perfect timing, Jenna, to talk about failure.
But this is what's so cool about it, is she has so many stories about times she has failed, and then it just makes the win so much better.
Yeah, it really is. I know, I feel like me using the word journey should be a drinking game on this podcast because I say it so much, but it truly is about the journey. Kayla, when can you think back of a time that you failed? Or like, when were you a kid that like tried out for something and didn't make it?
That's like, a really good question. Well, I tried to be on ASB in high school.
What's ASB?
Assistant student body. So, you know, the president, vice president, secretary, publicity. Our high school had all these different jobs you could be. And it was, quote unquote, cool to be a part of ASB. My friends and I all wrote resumes and I guess tried out to be on ASB.
Did you have a slogan or a theme to your campaign?
No, I didn't. No, it wasn't really that much of a campaign. You just submit paperwork and you have a few meetings with them. All of my friends made it onto ASB. And when I say all, I mean 12 of the 14 of us, like our big group of girlfriends. And I didn't. And I was devastated. And this meant they could leave to go off campus for lunch earlier. So this meant senior year, all of them leaving to go off campus for lunch. Oh, and I was still in class and couldn't go with them. And when you're in high school, that's a really big deal.
That's a big deal now.
Yeah. It was so, I really felt like such a failure. And was so happy for all of them, but just never really understood why I wasn't good enough to be on it.
Was it like a voting system from your peers?
It was, I think, that's a good question. I can't really remember exactly how. I probably blocked it out.
Because it was such a traumatic event.
But I just was instantly a part of a group and then not a part of it. And they were so kind and were like, we'll bring you back, Steph. But I missed out on so much my senior year. It was really sad. How about you? When did, do you have a memory?
Well, that just jogged my memory of, this sounds so crazy, but I remember that we were doing like the for the Christmas pageant at school.
Okay.
And it was to be the Virgin Mary and I didn't get the part and I was devastated.
Also because you have Virgin Mary skin.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I feel like that... That was a lot. And even, like, with chorus, I remember, like, I had gotten a bunch of solos one year. And then the choir teacher was like, I've decided that we're not going to give you any more solos because you're doing too much vocal exercises outside of this classroom with a different teacher. It was this weird...
So she rewarded you for doing outside work?
Yes, so by bizarre. Not giving me solos. Aww. And I just... It just definitely was like... those are the two things that jumped out once you talked about that. But it's funny because you know, your parents tell you, like, it's okay, you know, this is just going to make you stronger and more of a fighter. And it's true, but it's really hard in those moments to remember that. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, like, the first time I got fired. No, actually, the first time I kind of got fired was when I got dropped from the music label that I was on. So I moved to LA when I was 16, for our listeners that don't know, and I got a record deal. And so my parents allowed me to stay out here and I recorded a record. It was all very exciting, but then it never went anywhere. Mm-hmm. They decided to drop me right around the time I was turning 18 and I wasn't able to keep my record. So I couldn't shop it to other labels. So it was all that work was kind of for nothing. And at the time, and it was really hard. And I remember, like...
That's a lot of pressure, too, for a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, however old you were.
It is. And what's funny is, like, now looking back, I'm able to look at it like, oh, it's this... This was actually a really big deal. But at the time, it just felt like... It felt like a huge failure. Mm. Also because I didn't have a backup plan. Mm. I had not been preparing to go to college. I technically graduated high school, but I didn't go. I missed out on half of my junior year and my senior year. So my education was behind. And I knew I wanted to continue to pursue an artistic career. I knew that I'd fallen in love with being an actor at that point. But yeah, it was... I just remember having to make that... like receiving the call. Mm. And then what's even worse, I feel like as an adult, is when you have to talk to your family about it.
Oh, yeah.
And at 18, I was an adult, but you're still a baby when you're 18. Like, that's crazy to think that anyone's an adult at 18. No offense to any 18-year-olds listening. I get you. Like, I was totally an adult when I was 18. Except now in my 30s, looking back, I'm like, God, you're just so young. And, like, it's the perfect time to fail is when you're young because you do have that energy. Do you feel like that? Was there...
Well, yeah, definitely when they called me to tell me they killed me off Vampire Diaries, yeah. I was devastated. And mainly because the relationships I had formulated at that point were just some of the best friendships to this day
yeah.
that I have. And so I was thinking my life was going one way and then it went a completely different direction. And so that seemed like failure to me 100% because... publicly as well, it was like I was on this show and then no longer on it. And I, every day, multiple times, hour after hour, I was just explaining to people that I'm no longer on the show. I don't know why they killed me off. And it was horrible. It really felt like a failure to the point where I just didn't really want to leave my house anymore because I felt so exposed.
Yeah.
So it was really tough. So I totally understand the record label phone call to your family and all that.
And then
having to tell people you love that you failed.
And then you're not there to realize like what's coming up in the future. 100%. Like at that point, you never knew that you'd be coming back to Atlanta all the time to be on the show.
No, or that I wouldn't have met my husband
yeah.
had I been in Atlanta. I mean, there's so many factors where that was absolutely the way my life was supposed to go. But in that moment, it was devastating.
I got fired from being a backup singer for Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. I got like an acting gig. I toured with her on her Best of Both Worlds. And this, Miley didn't fire me, by the way. This has nothing to do with her. It was on the business side. I was very close with the music director. He had produced my record. And, to be quite frank, I'm not the best backup singer. That's not what I was born to do. I was just fine at it, but nothing to write home about. So I get it. But yeah, I had been dropped from the label. So then I had this thing I was doing. I was a backup singer. Mm-hmm. Like it was an easy story to tell people.
Yeah.
And then I had still been auditioning for jobs and I'd gotten this like really tiny part in like this indie. And so I missed out on a show to do that, which people did all the time. Like there were backup dancers for when those backup dancers had to go do another gig. So it wasn't during the tour, it was off season. And because I took that opportunity to pursue a film role, as minor as it was, they used that as the opportunity
to let me go.
Which was the right thing. I respect backup singers. They are some kick-ass singers that bring it to a whole new level. There's a great documentary about them, by the way, if you haven't watched it. But and
50 feet from Stardom?
Yeah, something like that. And but yeah, I got the call that I was let go, and my boyfriend was in the band at the time, and I just mm-hmm. remember he was so mad at me. He was like, this is such a mistake. And from other people, adults, like, I just remember, like, it was scary for, like, my parents mm-hmm. to know, you know, for my dad just worried about me, like, what are you going to do? And I just remember this boyfriend I had at the time was just like, why couldn't you have just, like, kept it going? And I was like, because this isn't what I'm supposed to do with my life.
Yeah, so you knew.
I knew that it wasn't what I was supposed to do with my life, but it was just the shame of, like, not living up to other people's expectations of what I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And instead just being comfortable in what, like, I knew it was, like, this gift of failure and being fired. And I think everyone should be fired. Like, at some point, everyone, I think, should be fired. It is the best learning
curve. I love that you just said failure is a gift. And it's so hard to look at it that way when you're going through it. But I think if we can remind ourselves of that, it can really help in times of despair or sadness or shame or any of that.
Otherwise, what are we learning? Mm-hmm. You know, like, even with you and I doing this podcast... how many times have we talked on the phone being like, oh my gosh, this could be so much better. Like we can be so much better.
Yes.
How can we learn?
Yes.
And that's the whole point of this. Like if we just had it all figured out and if we wanted everything all the time and everything was perfect all the time, like how boring would that be?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole point of doing this was to discuss parts of ourselves that we were really uncomfortable with.
And grow from it.
And grow from it.
And I can't wait to hear what Jenna has to share with us.
Yeah.
It's going to be so great.
We had a really wonderful sit down with her, and I hope you guys enjoy this conversation. And don't forget, you know, sometimes when it feels like everything's failing, that's actually just growing pains, and stick in it.
It's happening for a reason. Just remember that.
Yep.
Cool. Well, stay tuned. Jenna's coming up right after the break.
Thank you.
What's your bedtime routine? Do you have trouble sleeping? If so, you're not alone. Sleep is essential to our health and happiness. And that's why we're excited to partner with Calm, the number one app for sleep, meditation, and relaxation, named App of the Year last year by Apple. And if you head to calm.com/challenge, you'll get 25% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of premium programs, including Sleep Stories, bedtime tales for grown-ups designed to quiet your mind and relax your body. Head to the Lavender Fields of France with Stephen Fry, or explore New Zealand with Jerome Flynn from Game of Thrones. You'll also get access to guided meditations on topics like anxiety, stress, and sleep, soothing music, and much more. For a limited time, directionally challenged listeners can get 25% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/challenged with a D. That's calm.com/challenged with a D. It includes unlimited access to all of Calm's amazing content that will have you drifting off to dreamland in no time. Get started today at calm.com/challenged. Then get to sleep.
Away offers high-quality luggage that is designed to be resilient, resourceful, and essential to the way you travel. Available in a variety of colors and 4 sizes, including carry-on sizes that are compliant with all major U.S. airlines. The Away suitcase is lightweight and made with premium German polycarbonate that's unrivaled in strength and impact resistance. Yeah, not to mention it features a TSA-approved combination lock, 4 360-digit spinner wheels, and a patent-pending compression system to help overpackers like myself. Better yet, both sizes of the carry-on are able to charge anything that's powered by a USB cord. A single charge will power your iPhone 5 times. And I've done it, guys. I have been that person running through the airport, missing flights, another flight's delayed, and my phone's about to die, and that's where my ticket's on it. And then I just charge it with my Away luggage, and it saves the day. So try out Away for 100 days, vibe with it, travel with it, Instagram it, and if at any point you decide it's not for you, return it for a full refund. Shipping is free within the lower 48 states. And thanks to Away's lifetime warranty, if anything breaks, they'll fix it. So you've got nothing to lose. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/challenged and use promo code CHALLENGED during checkout. That's away.com/challenged and promo code CHALLENGED for $20 off your Away suitcase. We are here with Jenna. Okay. And then this is really dumb. Ushkowitz.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I wanted to make sure.
It's instinctual. I knew you knew it.
I knew it, but as like a previous Akala, now I'm King, Candace King, but as previously Akala, there was always the issue of the last name. So I did want to make sure.
I appreciate it.
And now I feel like I just failed at being a friend, which is actually kind by not being able to pronounce your last name.
For the record, I pronounced your last name Akola for probably a year.
Yeah. Listen, so. Kayla Ewell. But anyway,
it's Ewell.
Luckily, the topic of today is failure, which you, it's very hard to discuss failure with you right now, considering that you just won a Tony this week.
We are such proud friends.
Yay! No, it's funny. It's ironic, though, because no matter what, you're failing around every success that you have, right? I feel. Like you're supposed to, almost.
Yeah. No, I mean, this week I felt really good about myself for the first time in a while. Like I got dressed. I had like a big meeting. I was like heading into Facebook and Instagram, like had my like briefcase bag. And I was even taking care of my mental health. I went to therapy. Yes. And I'm sitting in my therapist's office feeling great and secure. And my therapist came out and was like, I'm sorry, Candace, what are you doing here? And I was like, what do you mean? I'm here for therapy. Like, and she's like, you never scheduled an appointment.
What?
And I just put it in my calendar, like as an assumption. So I literally got turned away from my own therapist this week. And I was just like, I don't need you. Like,
but
it's fine.
You looked good.
I literally went into my car and was like, I don't need therapy today. Just like holding back tears. Like, I can do this.
Well, you know, when you prep for therapy and you're like, okay, here I go.
Absolutely.
I'm ready.
Do you guys, on your drive to therapy, think about what you're going to talk about?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
how absolutely. You're going to talk about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, serious. Oh man, I'm going to just move her and she's going to be so impressed with my self-awareness this week.
Yeah. I think, and sometimes I'm like, you know, there's nothing to talk about and it's the most abundant and full session you'll ever have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm like, there's nothing to talk about.
Will you take us through the Tony experience? Can we go through it with you?
Yeah, we can go through it.
It's been a dream of yours, right?
Well, like since I was a little kid, like I went to my first Tony viewing party when I was on Broadway at 9. So like ever since then, like I saw what could be. Like I dreamt about it. I was like, one day I'm going to actually be there. I thought as a performer, I would be there, you know, like for supporting or leading actress or in a show that was nominated. Never did I think like I was going to end up as a producer on a show that got Tony. And like, and then the funny part is like, if you're in a show and you win, like you don't actually get the statue, but like as a producer, you get a statue. So it's like, it's so strange because I was like, well, now I get a Tony.
Yeah. That's incredible. Wait, yeah. So if you are in a production that wins, you
cast
don't?
Cast does not get Tonys, no.
Wow. Yeah. That's surprising.
Because we won for Best Revival in 1996 for The King and I. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I read your Wikipedia page.
Okay. And like, I didn't get a statue. You know, you don't get a statue. So anyway.
Well, were you not, you said you were 9?
Yes, I was.
Was that
nine.
Hard at 9 being like, I want my statue? Like,
I don't think
people play soccer for like little league kids get statues. Yeah. Where's my Tony?
It's true. It's true. I had like red rib, like blue ribbons from like ice skating, but like that's about it.
Well, you're in part of a, well, you're in a Broadway Tony winning.
You're like, it's fine. It's fine. No, it was really amazing. I mean, the whole night was like, it's kind of this thing where I didn't think we would win. And I had come to terms with that just because of the way the other award shows were going leading up to it. Mm. And like, it's just an incredible night to be there, to be on my first producing gig, like out of the gate and like be nominated. So it was a pretty exciting night anyway. And so when we got there and, you know, we went through the whole show and Sarah and Josh did such a good job. And it's just like Broadway's biggest night out, mm-hmm. if you will. Mm-hmm. And then when Christine Baranski came out, I was like, she's announcing our category. She's my favorite. This is good luck.
Wow.
And you could hear like as she was like, the winner is, and she took a second, she opened the envelope and we heard like the vowel wah, and like just immediately I was like, run. I told my producing partner, like she's in front of me, and I was like, run now, go. And we like got up on stage, and I don't remember anything that Ken said, our lead producer. I don't remember that anything that really happened, but I failed. I dropped, you know, like when you borrow bracelets, you don't know how they actually fit. Mm-hmm. It fell off on stage.
Oh.
And like it fell off immediately as people were like,
no,
gathering on stage. And I was like, my bracelet.
Because that's borrowed, right?
Exactly. And you're like, my stylist is gonna kill me. So like I was like, grab the bracelet, Jenna. I got it. And then I just held it in my hand because I didn't want to go through that up there. But I made it out.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We made it. And like afterwards, I was like, don't cry your lashes off. Don't cry your lashes off. You have a whole night of partying. Don't cry your lashes off. So it took a while for me to like actually process it. But then when I did, I was like, oh, God.
Did you cry your lashes off?
I didn't cry my lashes off. You know what? That was not a fail. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm impressed how humble you went into it. You've obviously been in this industry for a very long time. And beyond just like the entertainment industry, you've been in theater.
Yeah.
For most of your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so how do you not get caught up in the like, oh my gosh, like there's all this buzz and now this is happening when you want would.
Yeah. I mean, like part of it is because I think I've been in the business for so long that like it's just a part of like what happens. And as you go and you learn, like that's not what make or breaks you. Like that's like if we didn't win, I would not have been destroyed. Like it's just like something that you learn along the way that is like the cherry on top of the cake, especially doing Glee for so long. Like all the award shows we went to, all the times we didn't win over the times that we did, like we still made it a great time. And like our family was there. And you know what it's like to be a part of a cast that you're like so close with.
Yeah.
So it's just important that you like hunker down together and like you're in it together. So I think that was like a big part of it was like knowing that it wasn't going to make or break my night. Like it was my first time at the actual Tonys. Like even though I've done 3 Broadway shows and like one actually won a Tony, like I've still never been there. So for me, it was like more about the actual experience than the actual win, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Winning is fun.
Yeah. Winning is fun.
Do you sometimes feel like everyone should be like everyone needs to lose at some point in their life and everyone needs to be fired at some point in their life? And I
cringe when I hear that because like you never want to hear about somebody getting fired, but like I feel like we've all at some point in our lives been told no. We've at some point in our lives have been told like yes and then no.
Yeah.
And I think that it makes us stronger. It teaches us the tolerance to have to, you know, when you do that, how to bounce back quicker and go, okay, well then it wasn't meant to be. We're moving on. And like the next one, like the next yes you get, you might not have gotten had you not gotten that no.
Do you guys have a specific time in your life that really struck you as a moment to learn, a moment of failure that then now you can look back on and say, thank God that happened? Is there?
I mean, yeah. I yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Multiple.
Yeah. I actually booked my first pilot was a Disney show pilot back in like 2006 or
what was it called?
Imagination Movers. It was for Disney Playhouse.
Oh, cute.
It was a kid's show. I really had no concept of what TV was at that point in time. So I booked the show. I went to New Orleans. I was still 20, I think, at the time. I did the pilot with this amazing band that Disney had picked up right after Hurricane Katrina that like brought like kids back, sort of back to this like happy place. And so Disney made a show and we made the pilot. And then like very shortly after, I didn't realize like when you make a pilot for TV, for people who don't know, like you wait and then the network chooses and says, we like this show, we don't like this show. So you wait to hear if you get picked up or not. So I didn't even know that was happening. I wasn't like on bated breath, like, ooh, I hope this gets picked up. So finally you find out that we did get picked up, but my role has been replaced.
We were just talking about that.
The worst nightmare. It's your worst nightmare. And so I learned without the real stakes of like, oh, God, you know, but it still like burn. Mm-hmm. It sucks. But had I gotten that show and they kept me on, I would not have been available to do Glee.
Oh, wow.
So like, yeah, it's just one of those things where, wow, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But did you take it personally?
How do you not? How do you not? They did tell me, like, the guys were much older, and I read very young still on screen, like much younger, like a little bit younger than my age. So like it was kind of an age look thing. At the same time, like, you still take it personal. You have to take it personal.
Yeah, I before Vampire, I tested for the Gossip Girl spinoff.
Oh my God.
And which at that point was massive. That was
Gossip Girl.
Everything was, everyone talked about.
It was a big
everybody
deal.
Wanted to be on the show.
Yeah, it was a big, big thing.
You tested against an old friend, correct?
I tested against another girl, and it was offered to someone I had known from when we were younger. And we weren't in contact. It's not like she was like, good luck, haha, like nothing like that. We hadn't spoken in years, so it wasn't like an animosity thing. But yeah, I was like ramped up to get it. And then she accepted it like right after we tested. And I remember being devastated because I actually tested for Glee, too.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Yeah. So I lost out on Glee. And then
was it Diana's
role? Yeah, it was Diana's role. And who I'd known before, too. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then lost out to the Gossip Girl spinoff. Oh. And then they're like, well, there's this vampire show. And I was like, well, here's Vampire Diaries and my fake made up resume to become a waitress because I have no waitressing expertise. And my backup singer money was gone. And wow, I like needed to really figure out my life. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I got Vampire, I lived with my aunt and uncle to save money for the first 6 months.
Yeah, like, Candace lived with her aunt and uncle in Atlanta at a gorgeous lake house.
Yeah, it was they were like, you can live in the basement. Their basement was like a second mother home with its own like pool entrance. Yeah. So I was doing just fine.
Yeah.
But like,
still.
But yeah, but yeah, it was devastating. And I just remember it was coming off a lot of failure where I got, you know, let go from the Miley Cyrus tour, you know, where it was, they were just needed. By the way, I was a terrible backup singer. Like, by no means was I ever trained in being a backup singer.
How are you
a
terrible backup
singer?
Because
you have to be good at...
It is a real skill.
It's like totally different.
And like in synchronicity, and they're very, because you're not the actual artist, so like they're like very strict with you.
As a viewer, it looks very simple. It looks like you sing every once in a while and then snap your fingers every once in a while.
I was great at the finger snapping. Like, I killed the finger snapping and the like, come on guys, and like the hands above the head claps.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I was really good at it.
For those of you who can't see Candace right now, she just demonstrated for us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I still got it.
But yeah, it was like it was kind of a year's worth of just failures.
Before,
and that's
the
thing, though. And if I wouldn't have gone through those things, number one, I wouldn't have gotten the Vampire Diaries. And second of all, I wouldn't have appreciated it. Like, I definitely got to that point. And I had no idea. I'd never done a pilot. Like, where I can then compare myself to someone else who said, like, I'd done 10 pilots and none of them ever got picked up. Like, this kind of was the big first thing, but it was a lot of failure that led to it.
Yeah. Well, you guys were friends with me during my failure of being killed off said Vampire Diaries, and that was horrible for me because...
Spoilers.
10 years later, spoiler alert. Oh, that was awful. But it was horrible for me, mostly because I was spending time with some of my absolute favorite people in Atlanta, and to have to leave that family and come back to LA was so hard for me. And then on top of that, you guys know my mom, as soon as I came back to LA, I found out my mom had breast cancer. So it was like a 1-2 punch for me.
Really?
So life went from the top to the bottom. But now I'm looking at it and thinking I would have never met my husband.
Oh, my
had
gosh.
I stayed in Atlanta, I would have never been able to be there for my mom during this tumultuous time in her life, which she has beat and is awesome and is years and years cancer free. But it was a really rough patch for me for a while. But looking back now, I mean, I'm just so grateful that it happened that way. Yeah. Really.
I mean, when you're an actor, you're really at the mercy of so many things that are totally outside your control.
Yeah,
so what about like things that maybe were that you still failed at? I mean, let me ask you this.
What do you mean?
So what made you want to start a podcast about failure? You know what I mean? Because like, I think like there are things that like we tried something and I was like, oh, that really didn't work, even though I tried really hard to make it work. And so like just tell me a little bit about that, like how like you sort of can draw lessons, and also just like how do you deal with it when you're in that moment of like being in the pit of like, oh, I just screwed up royally. Yeah, yeah, now what do I do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like to call it taking a dump on the carpet, like at a party. Like that's my vision. I just feel like
the bed.
Sorry. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, no, I started Epic Fail because my previous season one of my podcast was called Infinite Positivities. And I laugh at it now because, like, gosh, I am a positive person. I choose positivity every day. I really choose to look on the bright side of things. But sometimes it's just really effing hard. And, like, I listened to other people because, you know, Instagram was, like, just blowing up at that point. And, like, everybody had all these, like, positive affirmations coming out. And I kept reading them. And sometimes I would just be like, shut up. Shut up. Because as positive as you can possibly be, everybody messes up. Everybody fails on a day-to-day basis. So I wanted to turn, like, the podcast on its head. And I wanted to show that even Broadway Tony Award-winning performers were literally, like, taking a dump on the carpet, because it's happens every day. And for actors, not even like big jobs that they book and then get fired or don't get, it's like every day on set, even when you're working, you feel like you're a failure and you feel like you didn't hit that mark the way you wanted to, or hit that intention the way you wanted to. So it's just so very real. And it's, you know, we in society, we put all these people on a pedestal. And I think, like, I just wanted to show everybody, like, the truth about we all fail and it's okay. And, like, you come out and you're still Tony Award winning, or you're still working, or you're still standing. Like, I think it's so important.
Well, and thank you for making something like that, because you're right. With social media, you really do only see the positivity, it feels like, sometimes. And your podcast is so raw and so real and really comforting
and
to
also,
listen
like,
to.
Really funny. Yeah. Like, I just for my own, like, enjoyment, I'm like, ha ha. Yeah. But, like, I as I was starting to record it, I had my biggest fail, and, like, it was the worst on stage. I embarrassed myself in front of, I don't know if we have time for this.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so
we definitely do.
So I was doing the 24-hour plays, and for people who don't know what that is, it's like a bunch of big actors get together in a circle, and then they pull out of a hat, and you're put into, like, teams of four, and, like, it's, you know, different actors, and then you're set with a writer and then with a prop, and then the writers go out, and literally for the 12-hour sleep that the actors get to go to sleep for, the writers create a script around these four actors. So we had somebody who wrote this thing for Tracy Toms, Rachel Dratch, me, and Alicia Witte. And these women are astounding. Like, they've all done amazing things. And it was like a 12-page scene you do from 7 a.m. until like 6 p.m. You block it, you bring costumes, you do it, and then literally you put it on in a Broadway theater. It was the American Airlines Theater. It was over 1,500 people at 8 o'clock. Now, the problem is...
That's terrifying.
Yes, it's horrible. It was my first time. I'll never do it again. No. It's fine. So we were reading through it, and then you get, like, interrupted in the middle of the day. You're like, run, run, run. And it's 12 pages, so you usually get to around 6, right? And then somebody interrupts you, and you're like, oh, go back, go back. All my stuff was at the end. We get on stage. I had gotten there, but, like, and I can memorize pretty quickly, but even so, it's really fast. I got on stage. We get to the very end of the play where, like, I skipped a line, and it literally threw us all, and we didn't know where we went. And the rest is led by me. The rest of the scene is led by me, and then I walk out, and I leave. And I had said a couple of things before that. I'm supposed to say a couple of things before that. I just skipped out and I went, I'm going to go now. And I turned around and I walked off the stage.
Oh, my gosh.
I walked off the stage. And then Tracy, thank God, you know, said, like, another line she was supposed to say, which did not justify anything that had just happened. And literally then the lights went down. And, like, Rachel Dratch, who worked on SNL, like, I was mortified. And she went back and was like looking through the script trying to figure out where we went wrong, and nobody realized it was like me until I was like, it was me. It was the worst, longest 30 seconds of my life. I just stood on stage, there was silence, Tracy stared at me. Oh, and I also turned to Tracy on stage right in, like, the lull of, like, where are we, and I looked around and I went,
No. Wow.
This is literally my nightmare. Like, do you guys have the actor nightmares where you're on set and can't remember your lines? That's my nightmare all the time.
Definitely.
Usually day one of any project, it doesn't matter how long I go over and over and over my lines. Always, like, the first take, I'm like, and I just don't remember anything.
So after that happened, like, what was the lesson you drew from it then? Because, like, that's probably the worst thing that can happen to a stage actor.
Yeah, no, really it is. Tracy looked at me and she was like, it happened to me last year. It happens to everybody here. And I mean, I beat myself up for probably an hour. And then after that was like, you know what? I have the story. I have a story. I made it through. No one hates me.
Yeah.
I'm not hireable. Like, it's so you spiral that way. You're like, I'm never going to work again. This has ruined me.
Yeah.
I have been ruined. But truly, like, it's a great story. I'm alive. It's fine. And like,
the world keeps turning.
You know what? And you know what? If I do it again, which I probably won't, I will be like, we're getting through the rest of the pages, you guys. Like, you just have to know. Like, you have to stand up for yourself. I should have been like, yo, I didn't read any of my stuff. Somebody read this with me. I should have, but I didn't.
Well, next time, because I want you to do it again.
So
and Kayla and I will be in the front row with cue cards. If you need it.
Thank you.
The girls got your back. They will be there.
Yeah, I think if you did do it again, you would kill it.
Yeah.
Because of the experience that you had.
I would just be so terrified that I might walk off the stage again. Who knows?
But you know what?
It's the unknown.
Yeah.
But it also sounds like you're after something like that happens, which I find I do as well, you have to pump yourself back up. You're almost your own cheerleader and talking to yourself like, no, this is what you're good at. You can do this. You're okay. And I've totally been there before. And it's a mental thing.
It's also like I try and think like, it can't get worse than this.
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah, like, it can't get worse. So, like, truly, I'm like, you know what? I did it once. If it happens again, I'll get through it.
Uh-huh.
I made it through.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you do have to pump yourself up. Like, if they actually asked me to do this again, I would really have to take some time to be like, okay, Jenna, like, this is the challenge. This is the hardest thing you'll ever do.
Yeah.
It's like, overcome it. Somebody like I'm going to have to email you guys and be like, you guys, you're going to have to like say yes for me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're going to come.
We'll do it.
Yeah, and we will be there.
In fact, now I really want you to do it. And then I want us to have a podcast.
That's the play. There's a musical one where people have to learn music. And that I was like, Tracy was like, I wrote the lyrics on my head.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
It seems like it would be so easier
terrifying.
It's exhilarating.
I think it all sounds terrifying.
Yeah,
I get terrified just to stand in front of a casting director with things that I had like a whole week to memorize.
Absolutely.
But that's the thing. And then life goes on, and then you wake up one day and you're a Tony Award winner. The moral of the story is
never give up.
Then you become a Tony Award winner.
And then you maybe get a Tony. Who knows?
So what's your like piece of advice that you would give somebody who's like going through failure right now or just who suffered it and just to sort of like help them go through the process that you went through?
No, I mean, there's a light and, you know, we all go through it and we have to talk about it and we have to laugh about it because it's just life's too short to not laugh at ourselves. And, you know, each moment you go, you realize like is just another part of your journey. And like nothing can define you unless you let it. So that's the biggest thing, I think.
Love that. Love that.
That's great.
Thank you for being here with us.
I didn't even
I didn't even need therapy this week. This was my therapy. I'm so happy I got turned away by my therapist.
I mean,
so
truly,
I could just learn from you.
Was my therapy. See, my life is better than right now than yours.
So where can we find Epic Failure?
Epic Fail is on iTunes and on the At Will Radio Network, so you can find it on our website.
And what are your socials so people can find you?
At Jenna Ushkowitz. Would you like me to spell it?
We'll put it in the notes.
In the notes. Yeah, sometimes you do.
Well, thank you, Jenna. We love you.
Thank you.
Not only do we respect you and admire all that you've done, but we love you as a person and we're happy you're our friend.
As a failure as well.
I want to put all of your pictures on my ceiling fan so I can watch you go around.
That's
a callback from something you guys didn't hear about, but
that's for another time.
Love you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Dear Ashley Challenge.
Once again, this episode is brought to you by Bare Minerals. Bare Minerals has been rooted in clean, natural minerals and good from earth ingredients for 25 years. This revolutionary way of thinking began with Bare Minerals' best-selling original foundation. Clean formula is made with only 5 mineral ingredients, and it includes non-chemical mineral sunscreen. Find your new favorite foundation at bareminerals.com. First-time customers will get 15% off when you use the promo code CHALLENGED. Bare Minerals, full of what's good, free of what's fake.
Do you have trouble sleeping? You're not alone. Sleep is essential to our health and happiness. That's why we're excited to partner with Calm, the number one app for sleep, meditation, and relaxation. Named App of the Year last year by Apple. For a limited time, Directionally Challenged listeners can get 25% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/challenged with a D. That's calm.com/challenged. It includes unlimited access to all of Calm's amazing content that will have you drifting off to dreamland in no time. Get started today at calm.com/challenged. Then get to sleep.
Directionally Challenged is a production of Pineapple Productions.
Producer and director Jack Ferry.
Producer and editor Melissa DeMonts.
Post-production sound by Chris Henry.
Production assistance by Julie Carley.
Logo design by Natalia Vasquez.
And music by Joe King.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.